Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the darkness. And the Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days, they're evil. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. And ladies and gentlemen, on yesterday, we was listening to Jan Markell program, Understanding the Time, and she had a guest on, Curtis Bauer. We've been listening to him for the last 3 days, and on yesterday, he was talking about the 100-year agenda of the communists to take over America. See, all of these riots and things like that, that was by design, ladies and gentlemen. And that didn't really have so much to do with George Floyd and a lot of the Black Lives Matters and movement. Ladies and gentlemen, all of that stuff is having to do with communism. Don't be fooled thinking that people really care about black people and wanting to help black people. No, you don't have to start a riot to try to help black people. No, that had to do with this 100-year agenda by the Communist Party. And they have hijacked the churches. And on yesterday we saw that they done hijacked the schools. And they have hijacked and infiltrated our greatest institutions, and now they are hijacking the government. And so let me get on out of the way and let you listen to the rest of the story.
To you in one of your church meetings not too long ago and said, we're going to win, we've got your children.
That's right. Any smart dictator, any smart people know if you have the children, you have everything. So you fight for the children at all costs, and that's what we should have been doing, but we weren't. Goal 17, the current communist goals from 1958, goal 17 was get control of the schools and use them as transmission belts for socialism. And we wonder, why do our kids like socialism today? Because they were trained to like socialism. In 1987, at Stanford University, some of the Marxist professors there got the students chanting this, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civ has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. What is Western civilization? That's us. That's our history. And that is spread to all the college campuses in America right after that. And we wonder, why do our kids hate America? Because they were taught to hate America. That's what's happened.
We carry the Agenda Twin Pack DVD set again. You find it in my store. And folks, this program, I'm not about sales here. I'm really not. I'm about information. I'm about equipping you to understand the times, and very often we'll carry a product that will help you do that. That's why I can't recommend this strongly enough, not just to be making profit here, because I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in helping you, to equip you, to deal with our times. I know every one of you has been watching what's been going on here for the last several months. America's in crisis, and it began with a COVID crisis that certainly has been painted to be a crisis, and now supposedly a second wave, or maybe the first wave has come back. We don't quite understand it. And now they're talking about canceling school for the fall. Get one crisis, and then we have the racial strife that came along right after that. In 2020, America has been pounded. She's been hit from every angle, economically, even spiritually. And we're going to get into issues of the church in just a minute, because if you think the church is absent in this conflict, you couldn't be more wrong. The church is in the crosshairs of what is going on. And you may think, well, that's the religious left. And we all know the religious left has had their fingers in communism. And you're right, they have. Jim Wallace's and company, they've had their hands in the communist pie for a long time, but so now are evangelicals entering the scenario. We're going to get into that. But I'm not quite through, and when I get back, I want to continue for just a few more minutes with Curtis about the political scenario, because we have an election coming up just a few short months. How is all of this playing into campaign 2020? I guarantee you it is. And Curtis talks about it, and we will talk about it. I'm just taking a very short time out. Please don't go away. I'm coming right back.
If they can do it, I think in the first 100 days,
all right,
they will do more damage to us than they've done in the last 100 years.
Learn more about Curtis Bowers at his website, agendadocumentary.com. That's agendadocumentary.com. We have appreciated partnering with Curtis for the last several years and carrying his outstanding products. We have 3 dozen more products at our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Now here's Jan and Curtis to wrap up today's program.
We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose that war, and in so doing lose this way of freedom of ours, history will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the Founding Fathers. Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Familiar voice of President Ronald Reagan. Items we're talking about are found in the Agenda Twin Pack DVD set that we carry in our store, produced by Curtis Bowers. It's award-winning film. He began making the films about a decade ago. As he said, people ask if he's being prophetic. Well, I don't know that he has any kind of gifts in those areas. However, I would have to say his products indeed are prophetic in the way they have come to pass. We carry the product in our print and e-newsletter, so sign up at my website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Sign up for either the print or the e, or both. They come out sporadically. When I have time, I get those various newsletters sent out to you. And if you write to us, always tell us how you listen on our hundreds of radio stations. Are you listening online? Are you listening on our website, olivetreeviews.org? You're listening on hischannel.com. You're listening on our YouTube channel. And by the way, all the clips we're playing, you can see them on our YouTube channel under Jan Markell. Just go to YouTube. Type in Jan Markell, you can see him on his channel. You can see all these clips that we're playing, and we're going to be playing a whole lot of them so that you can get better both audio and visual picture of the agenda and just what it is. We were talking a little bit here off the air. You know, there's kind of a destroyer mentality going on right now, and we're pre-election 2020. Let's just say campaign 2020 not going the way of the leftist, of the communist, of the socialist, of the Marxist. What's a worst-case scenario if President Trump should win again, which many conservatives and evangelicals are praying, simply because of his policies? Not talking about the man himself, but the policies. We heard a wonderful message at Mount Rushmore recently, but talk to me about this.
President Trump at Mount Rushmore showed he understands what they are doing. I was very impressed by that and grateful to God. He understands this is a revolution.
Yes.
This isn't different opinions or feelings. This is people actively seeking to destroy our country. It's out in the open now. I think if he is reelected, we need to be prepared, and we're going to talk, I know, more at the end of these shows about what we can be doing and things. We need to be prepared for what might happen, because I think they will go to the streets as if 10 George Floyds had happened in one day, because they will not tolerate it. They've tried for 4 years almost now to remove him from office by any means necessary, which is their mantra. So if God were to have mercy on us and he was to be elected again, the downside is it is going to get serious. The positive side is that means God is still having mercy on us, and we have someone there that understands what's going on. So we need to be prayerful for him if that happens, and we need to be actively speaking the truth, knowing we might have 4 more years by God's grace to be educating those around us and doing the things we haven't been doing the last 50 years that caused them to get so much control of our country.
Then let me ask you this. If the leftist candidate wins in early November 2020, do you see the country being handed over to the Marxism agenda almost immediately then?
If they can do it, I think in the first 100 days,
all right,
they will do more damage to us than they've done in the last 100 years.
That's a very ominous statement that you've just made.
It is, but I think they will have opposition also, because I think there are more people waking up on our side going, this is serious. We're actually losing our country. This isn't opinions or different point of view. It is people trying to take us down. And even a rabbit, that's a very tame little thing, if you stick your hand in that rabbit hole to yank it out of there, it's going to bite you because it's just defending itself. It could get bad either way.
That's my point.
Prepare for that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Now, you say, I believe it's in one of your productions, Trevor Loudon says the same thing. I've had him on air. You say 90% of the Democrat Party is Marxist. That is a stunning percentage to say that 90% are communist. Tell me why you're saying that. We talked a little bit about it off air and made total sense.
Sure. The average person listening, you might think that sounds radical. But here's the reality. I've been studying Marx for 20 years. What communism really is at its core is this. It's the belief that the good of the many outweighs the good of the few. And that doesn't sound that bad, except when you go down that course, it gives government the power to decide what's best, because you're not worried about the individual anymore. You're worried about the many. And how do you and your little town know what's best for the many? So you have to trust them. It puts them in a position of power, and then they always abuse it. Also, another thing you can do, if you just type in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto on your web browser, and those will come up, and you look at the 10 planks, like the abolition of private property and the heavy progressive income tax and all these different things on there, you'll see they agree with every single one of them. We're not saying that to disparage them or to belittle them.
Mm-hmm.
What's really changed, Jan, in the last 10 years? Many of them would even say they're Marxist.
Yes.
And 10 years ago, no one would have said that. They go, how dare you call me a Marxist, even though they were. But now it's the AOCs and all the other ones are openly Marxist. They love Karl Marx, and they want to create a communist utopia right here in America.
They want dependency on big government. My goodness, just take the COVID crisis for one thing. I mean, it required, what, a bailout? A bailout of all sorts of industries. There was a payroll protection plan. There was the sentiment growing stronger and stronger throughout this crisis that we can't get along without big government. I'm not saying COVID was a planned crisis. Don't hear me saying that. And it was probably planned by the Chinese communists a long time ago and implemented end of 2019 and began being effective in 2020. Curtis, look how it's pushed and led to much bigger government. We shut down the country.
I know. Whether they did it intentionally or not, they took advantage of it.
Yes.
Because they knew this is a dream come true. And not only did they shut down our country, they shut down the world.
The world,
and when you can create poverty worldwide at an unprecedented level, it demands a world solution by a world government from their point of view. And so they love any global crisis that exists. They love when people cannot provide for themselves, so they have to be dependent on government. Everything is orchestrated to expand government during times of peace, and then when they're not in open revolution, and then when they're in open revolution, destroy everything so you can start from scratch and build the country the way you want it.
You have a podcast, and I want to give your podcast a little bit of a promotion here, and I want to play a clip. It's kind of going back a little bit to the George Floyd situation, but that's what set off much of the crises of 2020. And then we'll tell folks how you can access, I believe it's a weekly podcast, am I right?
Several times a month. We are really in the middle of the beginning stages of an attempted Marxist revolution. There's a lot going on that needs to be explained so that we understand what's happening in our country right now. The riots, rage, and revolution have nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. Unfortunately, they are simply those Marxist groups that are always waiting in the wings for circumstances to hijack to use to their advantage. The Marxist is always working toward revolution,
in every way possible. Revolution against traditional values, revolution against morality, revolution against the family, revolution against government, against law and order, against everything. The Marxist groups, and I'll get into a few of them today, like Antifa, the Communist Party USA, Black Lives Matter, the Open Society Foundation, all of those Marxist groups are doing what Marxists always do. They are using people to set up the very system that will enslave those same people. What Antifa is an umbrella organization. It's communistic. Its founders were communist. It is in bed with all the different communist organizations working underneath it. Trevor Loudon, a good friend of mine, has already researched and found over 20 communist groups that have been working under Antifa in the last couple of weeks to stir up these revolutionary riots to try to destroy our country and try to work things into a frenzy of revolution. That's all Antifa is. I'm glad that President Trump now is going to have it classified as a terrorist organization, and hopefully he will do that with many other groups. So we will be able to use the federal government and the FBI to investigate, make charges against, and then to try and convict these people that aren't for the American citizens. They are for the destruction of America so they can implement their totalitarian communist government over all of us. Black Lives Matter was started by three Marxists. A lot of people say, well, Black Lives Matter, that sounds important. And many useful idiots of the evangelical church have already jumped on board about being behind Black Lives Matter, because they believe it's about signaling to everyone that Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. But that's not what it's about. All Marxist groups disguise themselves in titles that represent the exact opposite of what they're trying to accomplish. The only thing Black Lives Matter is about is proving that black lives don't mean anything at all. They go in, they stir up the young black people to do things they shouldn't be doing, and then as soon as they're stirred up to do these actions that are going to get them arrested and get them put in prison and get them criminal records which will wreck the rest of their life, they all disappear, of course. All the agitators and the people doing this, never to be seen again in those circles. And the poor people that were stirred up to break the law and to commit these crimes are left to hold the bag. Black Lives Matter is simply an organization that is using black people to try to destroy our country, and they must be stopped and exposed for what they are doing.
Curtis, that was from your podcast, Faith, Family, and Freedom with Curtis Bowers. How do folks access that?
If you go to any podcast platform or the internet, just type in Faith, Family, and Freedom with Curtis Bowers, and it'll come up, and then you can subscribe, so each time I post one, it'll come right to you, and so you'll be aware of it. And I try not to waste time. I just 2, 3, 4 times a month, when it's really important issues, I try to sit down and research it and then explain it in a way that makes sense and to help educate those that don't understand quite what's going on.
Folks, and that's free. I would sign up. It's excellent. I've heard a number of his podcasts. Some of my notes are from his podcast. We'll talk more about that as we move further into the programming. And folks, I'm heading here towards the end of program one, and I can tell you, I got a lot more in my notes that we have to cover. Curtis has said that he's available to come back next weekend so that we continue the discussion, because where I'm headed here, and where the issue I think many of my listeners are terribly concerned about, is, okay, what does this have to do with the church? Because the movement has infiltrated the church, folks. I mean, infiltrated in a big-time way. I'll play you some clips. We'll talk extensively about that as we have time. But let's go back just for a minute, because we just heard that little clip of you there from your podcast. I think the thing that should be troubling every listener, if they don't have kids, they probably have grandkids, nieces, nephews, children in their lives that they're concerned about. They don't have to be tiny. They can be 20 years old in a state college somewhere. It's the point that we touched about when we opened the program, and that is the source of the problem, again, is that the communists have raised our children. Now, let's be careful. There are Christian teachers listening who are trying to push back. Thank you for doing so. But you're trying to move against a mountain here. Basically, though, the communists have raised our children. Not everyone can homeschool, Curtis.
I know. It's tough. we need to just rethink some of the things we've been doing. From anyone's perspective on our side, I think if we look at the last 50 years, what we've been doing is not working. Mm-hmm. So to keep doing it that way doesn't make any sense at all. You might have to make some big sacrifices, but your kids, the future of our country, and the future of the church in America, they're all worth it. It's totally worth it. As we get toward the end and talk about more action items, we need to consider a lot of different things than what we've been doing, because it hasn't been going well for the conservative Christian movement in the last 50 years.
I have an email here I'm going to read, and it's from Maria in Georgia. I'll leave it at that. When I don't get their written permission, I don't feel I can identify them. She's a faithful radio listener in Georgia, and she says, after listening three times to your YouTube Rage Revolution with Michelle Bachman, this was at least 3-4 weeks ago now, folks, you can find that on YouTube or on our website. She says, we are left with what do we do next, meaning about our country. We were encouraged to bring this information to our pastor, in other words, what she learned from the Bachman interview of a few weeks ago. But I don't feel that's even possible at our church. The pastor has commented that so many people were sending him information, and he did not seem positive about that. So then what else can we do as God's people? Yes, we pray, and it's constantly on our hearts to do so. But what other recourse do we have? Curtis, let's just take a minute to discuss that. And since we're going to regather again next weekend, and I'm going to probably hold off on how this is affecting the church for much of the hour next weekend. But let's go back to Maria's email here. And she's kind of throwing up her hands and she's saying, what recourse do we have? The country's going down in front of our eyes. In other words, we watch it every night on the news in living color, high definition. We see the country burning down, the statues coming down, our history being taken from us. Pretty soon the schools are no longer going to have Washington grade school anymore. It's who knows what it's going to be, but our history is being stolen.
I know, it's hard to believe. Well, some of the things you can do are look at how you've done things and then maybe look for areas you can change the way you've done things. If you really study the last 50 years carefully, you see a lot of the reason why these things have been so successful is because we're propping them up. And let me explain what I mean by that. The movies in the 60s started showing more and more garbage and just went downhill. And we didn't quit going to them. We said, well, it's okay. And so we were inconsistent with what we believe. If we would have been consistent and stopped going because, hey, there's garbage in movies, guess what would have happened? Hollywood would start making better movies because they have to have us to exist. But every time we compromise, I mean, in the schools, they took prayer out. If the next day when prayer had been taken out, there wasn't a Christian kid in any of the schools in the country, guess what would happen the day after that? Prayer would have been back in the schools because they have to have our children to exist. We have naively been propping up poor education, bad entertainment, media that is just lying to us about everything. It's so biased by not sacrificing and being active to do something about those things. We just complain about them, but it doesn't a lot of times change our actions. We need to look at our own life, and everyone's is different. If you did a good job raising your kids, great. Then you encourage your kids to do a great job raising theirs. If you didn't, then you look for other young people to influence and to educate. All of this has to go one person at a time. The way they've taken over our country is one person at a time. Starting 100 years ago, just influencing one person here with some poison of Marxist philosophy, and one person there, and slowly at one seminary they got a professor, and he started teaching the pastors to doubt the Bible, and on and on. They've just slowly done this, and we have to undo it by doing the same thing, but with righteousness and with truth and with the light of our life, which is so different than what they have to offer if we're living like we should be.
We got to keep fighting.
All right. We're going to stop the tape right there today. But that was Curtis Bauer. And he was talking about the 100-year agenda of the communists and how they are planning on taking over America. All right. That's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.